it's time for Living Thunder. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God. Living Thunder.
I hope everybody's having a great Sunday morning out there. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto, for the next 2 hours. We have an awesome lineup of Christian rock, Christian contemporary, and we're going to get the Word of God out to you to build your life on. And I also want to remind you that you can go to WPXZ1041FM.com, click on the Living Thunder program, and listen on demand anytime, any day of the week. So right now, we're going to get this program started with one by Relentless Flood. It's a song called Get Behind Me. kicking this morning off with one by Relentless Flood, a song called Get Behind Me, a song that truly reminds us that when we're walking with Christ Jesus, sometimes, you know, Satan tries to trip you up, but sometimes we just need to tell him to get behind us in the name of Jesus Christ so that we can truly keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and live for him. This is Living Thunder, and if you're just tuning in, we're on every Sunday morning. It's great to be with you guys for another Sunday, and right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invite you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, going to give you one by Hillsong Young and Free, and it's a song called Freedom is Coming.
Promised land waiting for me. Sometimes there's an ocean that lies in between. I'll keep on traveling the pathway you've been till I'm right where you want me. That's where I will be. Freedom's coming and it has a name. Oh,
could have turned me away, but you chose me instead. You say that I'm gonna make it when I don't feel like I can. You see the battle I'm facing, and you're stepping in.
When we are born in the Spirit of God, well, God is for us and not against us. God is with us always. Elevation Worship, God is not against me. Right now we got one by House Fires and Stephen McWhorter with a song called Trust in God. It's about placing all your trust, placing your faith alone in the one true living God through Christ Jesus.
Never fail me, God. No. You never fail. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire. Washing his blood and what he did for me on Calvary is more than enough.
See, when we trust our whole being, our whole life to the one true God through Christ Jesus, everything changes, because it's then that we're placing our faith alone in our Creator, Sustainer, and Deliverer. Because you see, there's only one whom we can find freedom from sin and death, and that freedom is only found in Christ Jesus. He paid the price so you and I can be saved and made whole. And you see, when we call upon the name above all names, asking Him to save us, to make us new, to set us free from the bondage of sin, well, He breaks the chains that keeps us bound to sin. And when we place our faith in Him, He breaks the chains and sets us free from that bondage. And you see, when this takes place, He fills us with the Holy Spirit, giving us new life, abundant life, a hope for all eternity. So understand what 2 Corinthians 3:17 says. For the Lord is Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. You see, when we are made new in Jesus' name, and the Spirit of God dwells within us, that freedom enters us through the Holy Spirit. So remember what John 8:36 says. So if the Son sets you free, you are truly free. When we are set free in Jesus' name, our life becomes a freedom hymn, because our life is totally changed, because we find that freedom that's only found in Jesus Christ. We find forgiveness of sin. We find new life. We find a hope for all eternity. We have rest for our soul, a peace to carry us through. Only the one true God through Christ Jesus can make that happen within us and through us. What an awesome God that we have. It leads us into our next song by Austin French, and it's a song called Freedom Hymn.
I pull, go back and forth, finding myself pounding on a locked door. I try to make it out alone without your help, but I know I never win this war. I can never be, never be free without you. I can never be, never be me without you. This is freedom in, knowing my life is better off in your hands. The past is gone, what's done is done. Now I'm alive, and I'm never gonna look back. I can never be, never be free without you. I can never be, never be me.
When we receive his freedom, we have one who is with us always. We have one who knows us better than we know ourselves. In Psalms 139, 1-7 tells us this, O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I am going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. What an awesome God that we have. One who is with us always. One who will bring us home to be with him for all eternity. But as we are here on this earth, he is one who goes before us and follows us, one who places his hand of blessing upon our heads. You see, he knows when we are going to do anything, when we travel and when we rest at home. And well, he knows more about us than we know about ourselves. And so why wouldn't you lay your whole life, your whole being in His hands and follow His plan, because His plan is the best plan for your life that leads to Him, that leads home. It leads us into our next song. It's by Mercy Me. It's a song called Psalms 139. You are there.
You search me and you know me. Familiar with all my ways. And you have placed your hand upon me. Such knowledge I can't attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I made my bed in the depths, if I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle
me think I'm going down this time. You might think that I'd be afraid, running
It was John Reddick and We the Kingdom with a song called No Fear. You know, it's a song that truly reminds us that as we go through this life, if Christ Jesus is Lord and Savior of our life, you see, we are empowered to go and do His work. So we should not fear because the power of the one true living God lives within us. And it fills us through the Holy Spirit and it empowers us. He empowers us to go and do His work, to do His will. Right now, we got one by Leanna Crawford. Weight of the World.
I spent so many nights down on my knees, praying you'll show up and be there with me to take on my burden, no matter how big or how small. Yeah, people got stories they tell about you. Too real to be fishing, no way did not choose. So I know you got big enough shoulders to carry it all. Even the weight of the world, even the worst kind of pain, you're strong enough to stand in between me and the tallest and mightiest waves. You hold it all in your hands. There's no doubt in my mind I'm secure, 'cause I know you're able to carry the weariest heart and the heaviest hurt. Even the weight of the world. I know the history, I've seen the proof, I've watched you do it, no human can do. Like fixing the broken, like lifting the hopeless, and somehow you handle even the weight of the world, even the worst kind of pain. You're strong enough to stand in between me and the tallest and mightiest waves. You hold it all in your hands. There's no doubt in my mind.
That's a song by Jesus Culture, a song called Set a Fire, a song that really, truly reminds us that we should have a burning desire to know more of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To know more of Him is to be in His holy and living Word so that He can feed our heart and our soul and our mind so that we can know more of who He is, so that we know more of the heart of God. And so we can go and live that life of obedience to Him because He is holy and He is above all and is all. Right now, we got one by Unspoken. It's a song called What He Says About You.
You had a light till somebody stole it. The words that they said cut you like a knife. They called you a name, you started to own it. You hear the echoes in the dead of night. Tired of the cheap shots coming at you nonstop, leaving marks on your heart like a tattoo. Drowning on the inside, reaching for a lifeline. Let these be the words that you hold on to. You are loved.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, we got one by Brandon Lake, the great I Am Can.
Who can split the ocean? I can't do it, but If my wounds could tell one story.
little bit of Big Daddy Weave there for you. A song called Let It Begin. You see, as we start our relationship with Christ Jesus, he makes us new, but you see, he doesn't stop there. You know, as we go through trial and tribulation, as we have those high times of life, you know, it all continues to heal us and make us whole, to make us stronger in our faith with him, because we trust him more and more with every situation of our life, and our faith grows stronger and our relationship grows deeper. What an awesome God that we have, to let it begin with us so that we can continue to be made new, to go forth and live for him, to love for him, and to share his message. Right now we got one by Crowder and Toby Mac. A song called Dash.
Sunday morning preacher said, life's a mist, it's just a breath. We're only here for a little while. He talked about his daddy's grave. It read 1910 to 98, but the years between were just a little line. Got me wondering what I'm chasing. Don't want another minute wasted. There's a day we're born, day we pass. In between there's just a dash. What on earth am I doing? What on earth am I doing? Yeah, I got time, but time goes fast. Yeah, that line's all I have. What on earth am I doing? What on earth am I doing? I could take this life and live it well. I could keep on living it for myself. What's it gonna say when it calls me up? Was I just words or was I love? Did I love great or just good enough? I just hope he says well done. What's he gonna say? Don't want another minute wasted. There's a day we're born, day we pass. In between there's just a dash. What on earth am I doing? What on earth am I doing? Yeah, I got time, but time goes fast. Yeah, that line's all I have. What on earth am I doing? Hey. What on earth am I doing? Hey.
Life's in the trenches, not from the stands and our lofty benches with manicured hands. I want a dash that's dirty, a life fully spent, weathered and scarred from all the life that I lived. The times that we go out of our way to paint beautiful blue over somebody's grave. When we stopped and defended injustice, or sanded the heart of a friend that got rusted. I don't know my number or year that'll pass, from this cold world to the kingdom that lasts. But carpe diem, it's worth it to live it, not blur it. Or years could fly by and you still ain't met purpose.
There's a day we're born, day we pass. In between there's just a dash. What on earth am I doing? What on earth am I doing? Yeah, I got time, but time goes fast. Yeah, that line's all I have. What on earth am I doing? What on earth am I doing?
What on earth am I doing? Life's short, but a vapor. What you gonna do? What you gonna do with yours?
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to 104.1 WPXZ in Punxsutawney, and this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. And right now, gonna give you one by Ben Fuller, a song called Turn.
The bar. It turns out I'm not as strong as I thought, but that's when I learned that you are. When I'm weak, you are strong. When I fall short, you go on and on. When I run, I can't run long, 'cause your love will chase me down. I
Right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services, and Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m., and all individuals who make donations to the ministry. We thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. Right now, we got one by Patrick Mayberry. Watch what God can do.
Moves with a single name, a life's made new. With a lifted hand, the sea became land, and the people walked right through. Given the smallest things, it's wild what God can do. Are you waiting for the touch? Oh, everything.
song that truly reminds us of when we just step back and take a look and allow the one true God to have control of everything, we can just say, look what God can do, because he does amazing things all the time. He can take the hardest road and he can turn it into a road that we can walk and have peace to carry us through that road to get to the other side of. When we have a joy, he gives us even a greater joy. Why? Because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Leads us into our next song. It's by C.C. Winans. That's My King.
Wish I could describe it, but I can't contain it, can't keep it to myself. There are enough colors to paint the whole picture, not enough words to ever say what I found. Wonderful and beautiful and glorious and holy, he is merciful.
As we live our life, we are to live a life of worship to the Father through Christ Jesus. So in knowing this, Do you spend your time in tune with the Holy Spirit that dwells within you, allowing Him to lead you in the path of righteousness? Or do you spend, and do you spend time in His holy and living Word, in the Word of God, so you can, well, so you can know more of the heart of God, so that you can have a closer walk with Him, so that you can live a life of praise, of obedience, and a life of worship? Or do you spend most of your time dwelling on things of this world? Romans 1:25 says, they traded the truth about God for a lie. So they worshiped and served the things God created instead of the Creator Himself, who is worthy of eternal praise. You know, sometimes in this life, I think we need to be very careful about where we spend our time and how much time we spend on certain things of this world. You know, sometimes we can make objects of this world an idol, and that's where your worship actually is displayed then, instead of in the one true God who gives you life and everlasting hope. You know, He doesn't say that we can't have nice things or have things of this world, but He says don't make them your God. There is only one true God, and He is a jealous God. A jealous God means that He is jealous when you're not faithful to Him. So as you go through your day, do you start your day with Him? Do you walk through your day with Him? Do you end your day with Him? My prayer is that you can say yes to that. That as you live your life and you walk that life each day, that you're actually living that life for Him. No matter what we do in this life, you know, we can go about our daily stuff and our job and school and going to the store, whatever we got to do in our day. Everybody's routine's a little bit different. But in that day, we need to be living our life so that He receives glory by the way we live. In other words, being the hands and feet of Jesus, being in tune with the Holy Spirit so that, well, somebody needs a lending hand and the Holy Spirit's nudging on you to go and help, then you go help. Or if somebody is just needing to listen and the Holy Spirit's speaking to your heart and saying, look, just stop for a little bit, spend some time with this person, then we need to heed to His call so that we can do the will of God. You see, to be the hands and feet of Jesus is to allow the fruits of the Spirit to shine forth from us. You see, it's the fruits of the Spirit that shine in our lives because He's changing us within so that we can be more like Jesus here in this world. And then it's allowing those fruits to shine forth to live our life for Christ Jesus, allowing Him to be the example of our life. Remember, where we spend most of our time will be where our heart is. So as you live and go about your day, live a life so He is honored, so that He is glorified, and give Him all praise and glory by the way you live your life. Live a life of thanksgiving to Him. You know, do you thank Him each day for the many blessings He gives? We are blessed beyond measure, and it's all because of Him. You see, everything that we own and have, it isn't ours, it's His. And that's why it's so important to have a heart of gratitude to the one who, well, not only meets your needs, but who has blessed you beyond measure. And when we live that life of gratitude, His Word tells us that that's God's will for us, to live a life of thankfulness to Him. And when we do this, He is glorified and He is honored with our life. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Jeremy Camp. And it's a song called You're Worthy of My Praise. So what I want you to think about is, as you live your life, are you living your life praising Him? Because He is the only one worthy of our praise. Are you honoring Him with your life by the way you live? Only you can answer that question. Jeremy Camp, You're Worthy of My Praise. We'll be right back.
worship with all of my heart, as I will praise you with all of my strength. I will seek you all of my days, 'cause I will follow, I'll follow all of your ways. 'Cause I will give you all my worship, I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship, you alone are worthy of my praise. You are worthy of my praise. I will bow down and I'll hail you as King, 'cause I will serve you, I'll give you everything. I will lift up my eyes to your throne. Well, I will trust you. Well, I will trust you alone.
We live a life of worship, a life of obedience, because we have been saved by God's grace. You see, living a life of obedience doesn't save us. You see, it's a free gift of God. And when we call upon His name to be saved, when we place our faith alone in Him, when we trust Him with our whole life and ask Him to be Lord and Savior of our life, and then go and proclaim Him Lord and Savior of our life, we are saved. You see, and when we are saved, we have received the Holy Spirit, and God now dwells within us through the Holy Spirit. He guides us and directs our life that leads to pleasing Him. That's that life of obedience, just as Philippians 2:13 says, "For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him." You see, when the Holy Spirit dwells within us, God is working in us through the Holy Spirit, through us in the Holy Spirit. And He gives us the desire, and not only gives us the desire to serve and love for Him, but He empowers us. He gives us the power to do what pleases Him. In other words, He empowers us to go and be His hands and feet in this world, to give us the words to say, to give us the ability to help others and to do His will. Each one of us has different gifts, and He will call upon you to use those gifts to do what pleases Him. So knowing that we are His because of His promise. We know we will come out the other side unbroken, where we will receive our new body and enter into His eternal promise. Philippians 3:21 tells us this. It says, "But we are citizens of heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we are eagerly waiting for Him to return as our Savior. He will take our weak mortal bodies and change them into glorious bodies like His own, using the same power with which He will bring everything under His control. One day we will be on the other side. We will be made new, unbroken, before Him for all eternity." What an awesome God that we have. It leads us in our next song. It's a song by Disciple, and it's a song called Unbroken. See, to be unbroken is to run this race with endurance. Hebrews 12:1 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. You see, it's all about serving Him as Lord and Savior of our life. You see, until you come to know Him and have Him as Lord and Savior of your life, you really don't know what the purpose of life is. You will search the world over trying to find satisfaction, but satisfaction is only found in having that relationship with your Creator, Sustainer, and Deliverer. It's where we find purpose of life, because purpose of life is found in Christ Jesus. The purpose of life is to live a life of glory to Him, sharing the message and hope with the people that surround us. When we come to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and are made new, we are anointed with the Spirit of God, where the void in our life is finally filled. You see, you can go and try and buy and have anything that your heart desires in this world, but it will never fill the void in your life until you have Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Because when you are made new and made whole in Jesus' name, it's then that you are anointed with the Holy Spirit of God, and that void is filled. You see, Ecclesiastes tells us that God planted eternity in our hearts when He created us. And that's so that we would want to know Him. That's that void in our life that is not filled until we come to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and place our faith alone in Him and proclaim Him Lord and Savior of our life. That's when that void is filled. It's only found in Christ Jesus, guys. Right now, we got one by Megan Woods. A song called The Truth.
Times can you hear the same lie before you start to believe it? The enemy keeps whispering to me, swear these days it's all that I'm hearing. I used to know who I was, now I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is I am my Father's child. I make Him proud and I make Him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect King. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is I am truly loved by a God who's good when I'm not good enough. I don't belong to the lies, I belong to You. And that's the truth. When I feel like there's so much noise living rent-free in my head, Heaven finds me in a still small voice and it sounds like grace instead. You remind me who I am when I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is I am my Father's child. I make Him proud and I make Him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect King. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is I am true. The truth is I am my Father's child. I make Him proud and I make Him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect King. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is I am truly loved by a God who
possible. And I've seen your faithfulness all over my life. I need a miracle, and you're the God of miracles. Some way, somehow, you come through every time. I know my God can do it. I'm gonna worship through it. Before I see my breakthrough, I'm gonna choose to praise you. I will sing hallelujah to the one who can do what the world says can't be done. I know my God can do it. So I'm gonna worship through it. Oh.
In the middle of my no way out, in the middle of my don't know.
Tasha Layton, a song called Worship Through It. So guys, when the biggest trials of life come your way, you know, you kind of want to get out of those trials, because our humanist tells us we want to get out of that. We don't want to feel that pain. But you see, when we worship through it, when we worship the one true living God through Christ Jesus, when we give him glory, even in the trials of life, he doesn't say he'll take the trials away, but he will take that pain in those trials and give us peace. But most of all, he will bring us into a closer walk with him if we worship through it. It's about worshiping him no matter what happens in our life. When we come into that lowest time of life, when we worship through it, we are thanking him no matter what takes place in our life. And in that worship, he brings us into that closer walk where our faith grows, our trust in him grows, and our relationship grows. It's about thanking him for what he accomplished upon the cross and then rising from the grave, conquering sin and death, so that we could have new life in him. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Torrin Wells. And it's a song called Thank You for the Cross.
Two things, the perfect land. a broken-hearted mother at his feet, the pain of it all for me. The earth shakes, darkness falls, the father hides his face, his body hits the dust of a borrowed grave. You paid it all for me, for me. I thank you, thank you, thank you for the cross. I praise you, praise you. Without it I'd be lost. There's no love like your love. A thousand songs are not enough to say thank you. Thank you for the cross. Oh, thank you, Jesus, my victory.
It's all about living that life of thanksgiving to the Father through Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. That's God's will for us, to be thankful, to have a thankful heart, to thank Him for everything He supplies, everything He gives. Thank Him for being who He is, the one true God, holy, and just. You see, to live a life of thanksgiving is to share the message and hope of people to people, to share the message and hope with the people we meet. You see, our statement as we live our life should be, Well, the same as Paul. Acts 20:24 says, "But my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned to me by the Lord Jesus." The work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God. You see, so many people think that they can earn their way into heaven. But there's nothing that you can do to earn anything about heaven. It is a free gift from God through Christ Jesus. And that's why it's so important to, well, to work to telling others about the good news, about His wonderful grace. You see, if we are not born in the Spirit of God, allowing this fruits of the Spirit to change us, to guide us, to be His hands and feet, and to share His message, well, then we can only say that, well, we have nothing to give. Because the only thing that lasts is what's done for Christ, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Philippians 1:21-24 says, "For to me living means living for Christ, and dying is even better. But if I live, I can do more fruitful work for Christ. So I really don't know which is better. I'm torn between two desires. I long to go and be with Christ, which would be far better for me. But for your sakes, it is better that I continue to live." You see, to say that is about being here, to be the hands and feet of Jesus, to share His message, to share the good news, to share about God's wonderful grace that He freely gives for all who call upon His name, proclaiming Him Lord and Savior, proclaiming Him the one true living God. But you see, guys, if we don't do that, we just go about our daily lives offering other things, well, then we really don't have anything to give. Because the truth is, the only thing that's worth value in this world is the truth that comes forth from God's Word. And you see, to truly love someone is to share the whole truth of God's Word. Because you see, if we only pick different portions of God's Word to go and proclaim and hide the rest of it, then we're not really being the hands and feet of Jesus. We're not really loving people. Because you see, the only way that people can be healed and made whole in Jesus' name is to share the full truth with them, to share all of God's Word with them. He desires us to go and sin no more. There's many places in the Bible that points out sin and how destructive it is, and how it separates us from God. And none of us is worthy. All have sinned and fallen short of God's grace, but God came in the flesh through Christ Jesus to bore my sin and your sin upon the cross, to take our sin, personally carrying it in His body, as 1 Peter tells us, so that we could receive forgiveness from our sin. He paid the cost, and now it's a free gift from God. It's for you to accept or not. You choose the path where you want to go and spend all eternity. God loved you enough that He gave His one and only Son, Christ Jesus, to come into this world so that you could be saved. Now the question is today, will you open your heart and life to Him and ask Him to be Lord and Savior of your life, asking Him to forgive you and make you whole, and then proclaiming Him Lord and Savior of your life to be set free from the bondage of sin and know that you have an eternal hope that's only found in Him. My prayer is that you would heed to His call today. If the Holy Spirit's working upon your heart today, then open your heart and your life to Him and experience what life is all about. Life is only found in Christ Jesus. You see, Christ Jesus doesn't enhance life. He is life. So, go and share the message and hope of Jesus with the people you meet. Because if you don't, you really don't have anything to give. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Seventh Time Down, and it's a song called Nothing to Give.
One more day, I'm running no fumes. Oh, so I steal some time alone with you in this room. I'm so
see, to be the hands and feet of Jesus, to live a life of worship, we need to do as Romans 12, 1 to 2 says. It says, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him." That's how we live a life of worship. It says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. See, when you live for Christ Jesus, the question in Romans 10:14-15 is understood. Then it says, but how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scripture says, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news. We are those messengers. We are to bring the good news to the world so that they can find hope, so they can find healing, so that they can find peace, so that they can find rest for their souls, so that they can experience a love that only comes from the Father through Christ Jesus. And when it comes to communicating that with them, we need to ask Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to let it start with me, so that I can be that messenger who brings the good news. It leads us into our last song for the day. It's by No Other Name. It's a song called Let It Start With Me.
City soaring tower, empty people live in darkness, every minute, every hour. Hear the cry of desperation from a billion broken hearts, with a need so great, where do we even start? Let it start with me. Open up my eyes, fill my heart with your compassion. Use my hands to set the captive free. Move my feet to follow after you, or change the world and let it start with me. You've given us the orders, there's a place for everyone. My mission in the plan that you've begun. You have promised to go with me to the edges of it all. I change everything that keeps me from your call. Let it start with me. Open up my eyes. Fill my heart with your compassion. Free my mind from all distractions. Use my captive free.
To share the hope, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news. First, we have to ask him to let it start with me, to let it start with you, so that you can go and be his hands and feet and live life loving God And I'll see you next Sunday morning right here on Living Thunder. But I also want to remind you that you can go to WPXZ1041FM.com, click on the Living Thunder program, and listen on demand anytime, any day of the week. And I'll see you next Sunday morning right here on Living Thunder.